Hello and welcome to the Irish NFL Show. My name is Shane Brennan. Thank you very much for joining us once again as we are looking ahead to the NFL International Series, and the Allianz Arena will play host to the German game this year. I've been to Germany. I haven't been to the Allianz Arena. I believe Munich is a fantastic city with some fantastic beer. But will it be for the fantastic cheer for Brian O'Leary, the Giants fan? Because the Giants are coming over to Munich. We're going to have to set up all of our great New York puns, you know, New York State of Mind and all the rest, as we set up for the Big Blue coming to Bavaria. I wasn't surprised by this pick because I noticed that the Giants expanded into Germany. They added Germany as a home market, I think about a month ago. So that was maybe a signpost that the Giants would come and play against the Carolina Panthers in the Allianz Arena. But I think that, unlike some of the games in London, which I think might have connotations for NFC top seeding, this is a bit of a lower grade matchup, but that will not kill the excitement because the atmosphere in Germany is great. And the Giants, from their point of view, this will be a crucial part of their season that could determine whether they will be a flop or they will be a wild card team, I think. So, you know, I think, as much as I'm sure you're excited to see Brian Daboll and the boys, I think this will be a very important game too.
Yeah, and let's be fair, we don't know what Panthers are going to see next year under a new coaching staff as well, and Bryce Young's second year. I was teasing some of the Giants outlets in New York there recently to find out what was going on, because it kind of became more evident that the Giants were coming when we saw the Saturday of the draft, and Brandon London and Manny Toomer were over there announcing the fourth round pick and T.O. Johnson, the tight end, now Penn State. And I said, okay, they're over there. The Panthers are over there. Giants, as you touched on, signed into the international rights agreement with Germany. Yeah, the Giants are coming. Some Giants fans might be a little bit surprised it's happened so soon, but it kind of makes sense as to, if they're going to come into this program, the sooner they're over. And let's be fair, like, having experienced Munich a couple of years ago, a lot of Giants fans, like every jersey that's out there, but a lot of Giants fans in attendance. And I imagine, no matter what the nature of the teams and the forms is come November, it will be an exciting game. And having been to Munich 2 years ago and obviously experienced Frankfurt last year, we flip-flopped. I did the first one, you did the second one. Munich is much better. That's not disrespect to Frankfurt and the stadium and all the facilities around it, but Munich is a much more enjoyable experience from a fan perspective, from getting around the city. And the old experience of just being there, like, I remember sampling the atmosphere on a Saturday before for the Bucks Seahawks game, and every bar on Saturday afternoon was full of NFL fans. Now, the game's on Sunday, but every bar had a designated team. There was Panthers bars, Giants bars, Patriots bars, everywhere. And it just made for a great weekend, and it'll be the exact same experience come November. No matter what the form of each science, we can really look forward to a great experience being over there. And thankfully, we should be in a position where we will be there in attendance and look forward to a great day.
Yeah, it'll be a November fest of football. And look, I have to say, I was reading a Jeremy Clarkson tweet earlier this week where he was basically saying which is the worst airport or the most stupidly designed airport in the world. And I got to say, the Frankfurt airport did my head in, so I'm quite happy to fly into to anywhere else. But just on the Carolina Panthers point of view, you know, I feel like when this game was announced, and I'm guilty of this myself, people kind of brushed it aside because the Panthers were so bad in the 2023 season that, you know, they'll have a home game. And of course, there will be a lot of Panthers fans. There are a lot of fans of every team in Germany. But I think there are a lot of Panthers fans who kind of came in during the Cam Newton era and had to have a connection with that club. That will build up a sense of atmosphere. But also, it's a Bryce Young, first-round draft pick, who impressed everybody in all of his interviews in terms of his, I guess, sense of wisdom, his poise, his talents. I think, considering everything that went wrong last season, there is hope that the Panthers can get back on track. And as much as the ownership gets a lot of bad press and people are saying, well, under these guys, they're going nowhere, that does not stop the coaching staff and the players from getting their act together. They're challenging for an NFC South, which is a very winnable division. I know we were talking about on draft night the moves that the Falcons made. I was talking about last week for a podcast about the moves that the Falcons made, and that has put them in the driving seat in the NFC South. Baker Mayfield's Buccaneers are also a danger, an unknown quantity still, even though the Buccaneers did well in the playoffs last season, the tail end of last season. We become into this November game where the Panthers have two or three wins. Bryce Young is playing well. The same way that the Jaguars have often used London as a turning point to build into a game. This could be a really important game that they could use as a turning point to build into possibly topping the division. So I don't know about you, Brian, and maybe you're nervous about it because, of course, that's the guys you're going to be facing against. But I think that in the context of the Panthers season, the timing of this game could really be key into how much importance the coaching staff put on to getting a win here.
Yeah, I don't think they've done enough to flip-flop things in the division. Like, I think you called it out there who the leading teams are. But I do think we're going to see a much more improved offense and much more exciting. Start with the head coach, Dave Canales, has gone in there. He was the offense coordinator with the Bucs. We saw how well the Bucs offense played last year. You would expect him being the offensive mind to come up with things that kind of does re-energize the guys offensively and fit things around. And I was impressed with the draft, and particularly the first two picks, you know, and we keep talking about Xavier Leggett, you know, or Leggett, as they say, but we keep
Mr. Leggett, we're Leggett now.
Yes, and I think Connor is taking great points out of this one.
You're a fine pun for anybody who stayed up late enough from the draft show.
That was a fantastic pun at the end. But if you look at his coverage, I know we're not about draft players, and I know nothing's been played yet. He looks like lightning in a bottle. They're going to pair that could take the top off defense. So an exciting threat because they don't have deep threats. And even last year with Adam Thielen, they lose DJ Moore to the Bears. They didn't really have that kind of expansive player that could go deep down the field. He looks like he's an immediate upgrade. They've done a trade with Deontay Johnson coming in from the Steelers. And then in the second round, they take David Brooks, who was the first wide running back to be taken off the board. And a lot of people felt he might have gone late first. So they've recognized they don't have explosive weapons on the team, and they've got to give Bryce Young all the opportunity for him, because the last thing you want is 3 or 4 years down the line, people saying Bryce Young is a bust, or Bryce Young needs to move off from the Panthers, and he's not being given an opportunity because there's no players around him. I think the head coach has come in and the new GM has come in, and they've recognized we've got to do things quickly to improve this offense. And they'll give the Giants a big test. And, you know, let's bear in mind, the Giants and Panthers have had some interesting stuff together this offseason, because Brian Burns was traded from the Panthers to the Giants, and he'll get to go up against his old team. And he's, again, something that Panthers would say he would have been one of the leading lights over the last 4 years when they were struggling and they were offered 2 first-round picks by the Rams. He didn't take, and a lot of Panthers fans have unrest with the ownership in terms of Dave Tepper and how he runs the organization, and he doesn't do the right thing at the right time. They've lost one of their marquee players. He's going to go up against his old team. It'd be interesting to see where he is in his Giants career at an early stage, because the Giants do need players defensively as well. They've been struggling over the last couple of years to have a proper pass rush. Obviously, Thibodeau has come on leaps and bounds in the second year. It'd be interesting to see those two playing across from one another, how fruitful they can be. And then obviously the Giants will have to still, and by then we're going to know ultimately by then whether Daniel Jones is having a good season, bad season, and ultimately what the bigger picture is there. And I called it out, and I think this is going to be a story point for the whole Giants season. Because they didn't take a quarterback in the draft, it's a winner now type scenario. And you're talking about whether they're going to be, you know, a potential wildcard team. The Giants are going to have to be a wildcard team, because ultimately I think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane will find themselves in a precarious situation come the end of the season, because they've no fallback. They can't say, well, we have a developing quarterback here, give us another year. And with Bill Belichick in the, you know, only kind of in the background lurking, former Giants, you know, his affection for the Giants organization and his affection and his relationship with John Murray, could end up being him being the next head coach of the Giants. But we're talking about so many stories and so many different touch points, but that's what's ahead of us. And that's why I think come November, people might say it's not the best of games. Munich will make it the best of teams. They'll make it a great experience for fans, great game, great stadium, and ultimately I still think we're in for a great game.
Well, it's an interesting point you made. I spoke elsewhere about how the game in Frankfurt last year was when Bill Belichick lost his job at the New England Patriots. Could a game in Germany now be the game where New England Patriots or Bill Belichick gets a job with the New York Giants? The excitement only build, and we were looking forward to seeing. For now, Brian, thank you very much.